Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
So today we wanted to talk about game chat. It seems like Nintendo really wants us to love game chat, but is it actually cool?
They love it. They think it's super cool.
They do.
I mean, this was so early in the Nintendo Direct. This was something where they were teasing the functionality of the C button for a long time, pretty aggressively for them. It's something in the Ask the Developer interview that they were totally, like, getting hyped over. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I saw that myself in the Nintendo Direct, I was like, okay, this is an interesting feature, but I would not say that my socks were blown off.
Right. It was one of those moments in the Direct where it felt like a segment that went, like, a tad long.
I was a little ready to move on.
Yeah, we were towards the end of that very long, chonky segment that they had about game chat. We're like, okay, what's next? The other thing that was just, you kind of touched upon this, but that was really a very non-Nintendo thing to do is teasing stuff.
Right.
Like, we've talked about this a lot, but Nintendo is all about, like, managing your expectations and making sure that you don't get so hyped for something that you eventually are disappointed. But they did not do that at all with game chat. In fact, they inflated our expectations. They had so much drama around this mysterious C button. It was photoshopped out of that reveal video.
In January. It disappeared and then reappeared.
And then it reappeared in these renders. And then, like, in the days leading up to this Direct, like, they rarely, if ever, do any teases for something that's in a Direct. They tease this.
Yes.
They had the finger, you know, very close up, doop, pushing the C button. And then everyone went into a frenzy, a frothy frenzy. Like, what does this button stand for? Oh my gosh, it's going to blow our minds. It's going to be crazy. And then it was game chat.
Well, I think to them, they thought, well, no matter what people could speculate about, this is the coolest possible outcome. And people aren't going to believe what they're about to see.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really interesting.
Right.
And then we saw, you know, again, the long segment and in the Direct. And they went so far as to, you know, changing their Nintendo Switch tagline to this all together, anytime, anywhere. If you guys remember, the original Switch is play anytime, anywhere with anyone. That was a very, like,
right,
thing that we were saying throughout the life of Switch 1. So they really want you to, like, buy in on this. They changed their tagline. This idea of social gaming is really forefront in all of the stuff that they're saying to us. So, yeah, Nintendo is like, super in on this. They want us to get on board, but I'm not convinced just yet.
Yeah, and the social gaming side of thing is something that Nintendo's always really been itching to put at the forefront. Like, you know, the Nintendo 64 had 4 controller ports.
Right.
That was an amazing new thing. When we were working there during the Wii U generation, like, we heard directly from Mr. Iwata about his vision, about how, you know, families and friends had become disconnected, but this can be the device that can bring them back together. So there is a lot of that just, like, long-term historical thinking that went into this service.
Yeah, it was so interesting too. In the Direct, I saw the phrase "together alone," which is Mr. Iwata's favorite phrase when describing the Wii U experience. Like, when we were, you know, launching that system, working with Mr. Iwata, he gave us a lot of long, you know, seminars about this concept, which I think he read in, like, a book
somewhere. He read a whole book about it, yeah.
Yeah, about being like together alone, and he wanted to really combat that with Nintendo's offerings, Nintendo's entertainment offerings. So it's to see that come back during the game chat segment, I was like, oh,
right,
this must be super important to them.
Right, and it was interesting, again, watching it in the direct, I was like, okay, that's a feature that I'll probably use sometimes. But then I read the Ask the Developer, and they were really like ratcheting up the things that they were saying.
Yeah.
I'll read a little excerpt from this. When a game is released for Switch 2, value is added automatically without the software developers having to put special effort in. I think it would be fair to say that this feature represents a true progression from Nintendo Switch, which added the value of enjoying a home console gaming experience on the go, and will be something unique for the successor. For this reason, we felt it was worth implementing it in Switch 2. So they're kind of saying, like, this is one of the fundamental new breakthroughs, almost to the akin of like, oh, taking a console experience, having this hybrid experience, play it anywhere.
Yeah.
Now you can share that experience. I don't even know how to like verbalize
this.
To make it sound as profound, because I just don't think it is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we always talk about how, especially coming off the confusing message of the Wii U days, what made Wii U special. We were there during those days, and it was so hard for us to verbalize it. I can see you having the same struggle right now trying to verbalize it.
Right.
Whereas with Switch, it was so easy to explain to people what made this different, unique, and cool. You can play this at home or on the go.
Right. And again, these developers were saying, like, isn't this an incredible value that we are delivering to the many developers
who will be...
This is built into the Nintendo Switch. We have done this amazing thing for you to enable these experiences. And again, I'm like... Okay. They do talk also about some of the inspirations. They talked about how, you know, during the pandemic, everybody had this experience of doing things on video chat. I think that was a fascinating little bit of insight that they gave us, because I could totally see that being the origin for this.
Yeah, totally.
They also talked about how, you know, everybody had these experiences growing up of, you know, being at school or going over to somebody's house and playing games together socially with other people with you. And they're like, well, how can we recreate that in a world where, you know, I don't know, your friends maybe moved across the country.
Yeah.
So I think there's a really, like, positive, like, Nintendo-like feeling to want to create this.
Yeah.
But again, I just question how integral it will be once we all finally have these systems and start playing.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think for us, game chat in general just feels a little bit like it's fine that it's there, but we don't see ourselves using it like that in the way that Nintendo intends, like everyone to just always be on game chat, always be playing with their little friend picture in picture, like even if you're playing different games, like I kind of feel like they want you to see this as like a daily routine kind of thing.
And again,
I don't see that for myself.
And again, maybe that just speaks to our individual use cases of how we want to play games and use consoles. But I can kind of see the vision where, you know, again, they look at a game like Fortnite. And it's like, wait, that is a game that has become a social gathering place. Mm-hmm. It's a game that people enjoy playing, but it's also a place that people enjoy going to hang out. What if you took that experience for a single game and made it the entire platform?
Made it for the single console.
No matter what you are playing, that kind of experience is still possible. There's something very powerful about that conceptually.
That's so true. Like, people say, you know, Fortnite or Roblox, like, that's the new playground, you know?
Yes.
Like, The kids are not really doing what we used to do, like hang out at the mall or like go and like, you know, hang out with your friends like in a parking lot, which is my friends and I did a lot, which is very lame.
Oh.
It's like there's nowhere to go as a kid, you know? You don't have anywhere to go, so you just hang out in like an empty parking lot.
Great.
It's really boring. So maybe they wanted to do something like that where it's like we know where the people are hanging out now, so...
Yeah.
We want to enable that. So I could see that like concept is why they wanted to push this.
Right. The part of it that I want to put under the microscope a little bit is I think that they feel like they have taken this idea and they have put the Nintendo spin on it.
Right.
And they talk about, you know, you always hear about, oh, it's an idea, but it's done in a Nintendo way. Meaning it's done in a way that kind of surprises you in a way that you hadn't really realized was possible yet. And I can't say that I've totally seen that implementation yet.
Yeah.
Because there are
other
similar things out there, similar solutions out there that do roughly the same thing. Like on the PlayStation 5, you can also do that same, like, oh, I'm playing a game, but I'm watching
screen share.
I'm watching your. it is a little bit clunkier. I do think that's what this has going for it, which is
it seems seamless.
I imagine it will be really easy to get this going versus
you just press the button.
Versus on the PS5, it's like a series of steps that I'm not sure everybody really wants to go through or knows how to do. Discord exists. It is built in. You can get it for the PlayStation, for the Xbox, and again, have a really seamless chat with communities that you are already a part of. It's like, I know you through this, so I have you on Discord, but I don't have you on Switch. Like, there's just another kind of layer of adding people into that.
Right.
That's where I kind of bump up against it. I was like, I'm not sure you've pushed this idea far enough in terms of putting the Nintendo touch on it.
Right. Like, the idea of, playing games with your friends and being able to talk to them is not like a groundbreaking concept. Like, that has existed, and if people wanted to do that with a game, they found a way. You know, whether it's Discord, whether it's literally just calling your friend and getting on a group call,
Right. Like
people will find a way if they need to talk to somebody while they're playing a game.
Well, that's the thing, which is people already have their routine for doing this.
Right.
So this does need to be a little bit better, a little bit cooler, a little bit easier to use than that to take people out of their existing routines. Like, we have friend groups where it's like, we're getting on a Discord call or like different games. It's like, well, I'll just connect with you some other way, or sometimes you're doing the voice chat directly. This is not, like, online games have been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
Again, maybe for Nintendo, who's a little slow to come around on some of these things. They're like, this is an interesting thing that we can finally do. But changing people's habits...
That's pretty hard.
...is hard.
Yeah.
So it does need to be a little bit better, a little bit cooler.
Yeah, there needs to be some incentive for someone to change their habits. I think Nintendo does do that thing where, like you were saying, they like to do things the Nintendo way, or they'll just be like... Instead of using an existing application that exists, like Discord, like, we'll just do it ourselves. Like, instead of being on Spotify, we'll just make Nintendo music. Instead of being on social media, we'll just create Nintendo Today.
I do think it is a continuation of this trend where it's like, okay, the solution is there, but we didn't create it and we can't control it.
Right.
So rather than going with that... We'll do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. And they, they definitely like to convince themselves, or the way that they kind of talk themselves into stuff like this is like, we'll do it ourselves and we'll do it better.
Right.
And we'll do it the Nintendo way and we'll make it like interesting and like.
And I think the point of them doing it better is always debatable. But there is always some kind of special spin on it or twist on it that is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But again, with this, I think I'm still waiting to see exactly
what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely, people that will be using this, I think, but will the majority of people use this thing with their own gaming habits, with their own friend groups, with their existing ways of communicating with their friends? I still really question whether or not, like, the majority part of people that have a Switch 2, are they going to be like, well, I'm just going to be only available on game chat now?
Right. They have shown some good examples with individual games where being able to easily see the other person's screen is beneficial. I think on Treehouse Live, they used one of the older Zelda Four Swords games. And it's like, that's kind of more puzzle oriented. You've got a group that you've got to try and organize to complete these different tasks. That's cool. I'm thinking about a game, they haven't announced this for Switch 2, but like a Monster Hunter kind of game where you have a group of four that's going out to do a task. I could see that being cool. It does feel, again, like when I say this, like people make certain, there's connotation to it, but it does feel very Wii U-like, and it's like the use cases are pretty limited to me at the moment.
And how many developers are going to go out of their way to implement this, in a real, like, integrated kind of way? That was the issue.
Right, like, will we see this boom of four-player, multiplayer games.
Yeah, that really take advantage of a camera, of, you know, of a screen
where it's
share.
Like, oh, now you can see this thing on my screen, and you need that to complete the task on your end.
That's the very shaky frame rate,
though. At least with the Wii U, like, people did really, initially there was a push. Like, okay, let's try and create a game, like a zombie
U.
That is built around this. I just don't see developers really going the extra mile.
Or like even building a
especially
game from the ground up.
Especially since so many games really need to be multi-platform to be viable.
Yeah.
So I just don't know about that.
Yeah, totally. There's also some extra accessories that you need to get. So for the Mario Party game, like you were saying, like you need the camera. And there's, you know, there's some extra stuff that you need to get to use this feature to the fullest extent for some of these games. Is that, you know, worth the price? Are people going to go the extra mile to, like, get every accessory to be able to
do
this?
I do want that Piranha Plant camera.
Just because it looks cool.
That's the only reason.
Not that you're going to use it for game chat.
Yeah, again, they have a really basic green screen thing where you can show up in your game.
Yeah.
But again, the examples that they've shown, I think, are the best case scenarios where I'm really curious of, like, how it, with all the different ways that people have their Switch set up, like some people have it, you know, behind the TV, some people have it in a cabinet where you might be closing the door. Mm-hmm. Talking about the functionality of the camera and the microphone.
Right.
I am very curious when this comes out to hear from different people of, like, is this really working in such a broad range of cases?
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, they go into a lot of detail, again, in that very long segment in the Direct about, like, how noise cancels and how all the stuff that is, all the technology that's
if
in
I
there.
If I rip a fart during our Mario Kart World session,
can I hear
is that going to stay with me?
We're going to test it out.
I need to know.
We're going to have to test this
I really
out
need
science.
To know. But again, like, some people do have their thing in a cabinet. Like, what does that mean for the microphone?
Yeah.
I'm curious why they didn't put the microphone, like, build it into the controller.
That
like,
seems
build
better.
It, build it into right. Joy-Con, build it, I don't know, build it into a controller. Controller. So then you're like, have the thing right there versus it's like
far away from
and,
you.
And again, like, who knows how far away people, like, might be sitting or if you're just sitting on a couch, like, is the camera going to detect you or just going to be a blob?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Nintendo certainly won't show us all these far-flung applications.
They're showing you the ideal setup.
Exactly.
Just like how they did with the mouse. They're going to show you the ideal setup. But everybody's setup is so, like, it's so varied, you know?
Right.
So it could be any kind of option of does it work
or not. But I think also anybody, you know, who has a job is always traumatized by the, please turn your cameras on, everybody. I'd like to see some smiling faces today.
Oh, my God. This is a cameras on
so
meeting.
This is my fun game time. Let's not make this feel like.
Again, this could be us. This just could be just
it absolutely
us.
Could be, yes.
Like, we have a lot of, you know, this is not how we typically play. I'm happy to talk to somebody. Like, you and I are playing the game Split Fiction together.
Yes.
And we're playing it online, and you would just literally call me.
Yes.
And we can just be on the phone, not on camera.
I did not need to see you to play this game.
That's what I'm saying. I don't need to see you to play this game. Like, we can communicate just fine.
We don't need that.
Over the phone while we play this game. Like, I don't need a game chat.
Right.
I have a telephone.
Right, but if this is replacing the, like, oh, I'm calling my brother across the country once a week, and we're going to, you know, as guys do, we're having an intermediary to facilitate the conversation, like a game. You know, you're looking at me looking like I'm crazy. This is what guys do.
Because you don't have anything to talk about?
We can't just have a conversation. We need something in between to be doing while we're having the conversation.
Oh,
you see?
It's not awkward.
It's just how we do it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
so if you're using that, it's like, oh, I can see you. This is nice.
Okay.
Again, probably not an everyday, every game kind of thing for me. And again, that's really how I feel about it overall.
Right.
I think it's a nice service. I think it's great that they have this.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people will really love it. But, like, will I think, like, oh, my gosh, this is the next generation experience I've always craved from the Switch 2.
Yeah, this is what pushes Switch 2 beyond the limitations of Switch 1.
And it's become this indispensable thing that I can't believe how I lived without it before, because every time I'm banging that C button when I turn it on, I don't think that's going to be...
You're smashing the C button.
Maybe I'll be eating crow in 2 months. Maybe I'll be completely eating crow.
I hope I am.
I don't know.
I hope I am.
But that's how I feel about it right now.
Is this destined to be a lost feature? Like, glasses-free seat 3D, asynchronous play of Wii U. Is this destined to be that?
I think this has a bit more utility
than
that. So I wouldn't put it in the category of those things that, again, just did kind of vanish over time as the shine kind of came off of those. I kind of put it in the middle in terms if we were ranking things like that.
Okay.
Where it's like, I'm glad it's there. I'll probably use it a bit, but again, not every time.
Not every time. Yeah. Okay. I am wondering what you guys think. Do you think this is super cool? Like, tell me all about your gaming habits. Like, how do you play games at home? When you play with your friends, what do you do? Is this, like, something that you've always wanted? Like, if you're, like, a big multiplayer person and you're like, I wish for something like Game Chat all my life and I now finally have it with Switch 2. Is that the case? I really want to hear everyone else's thoughts on this because it's such an important
thing.
Maybe
we have missed the point of this.
Maybe I have missed it. Yeah, exactly, because of my own personal gaming habits. So tell me. We just are so interested to hear what everyone else thinks about this. Anyhow, we're going to wrap this up and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye! Bye.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.